Shabbos, Perek Vav Mishnah Yud 6:10, and the last Mishnah of our Perek and of this topic of Hotzah. The Mishnah is going to talk here about things that people wore or carried around for medicinal purposes, but these therapeutics were not working al pi derech hateva. They weren't natural remedies. They were somehow like supernatural remedies. They were segula for refuah. So they're carrying these things around with the belief that even though it doesn't work by an explainable way, it still is effective in giving them some kind of therapy. So the Mishnah says, Yotzin bebeitzas ha-chargol. You can go out with the egg of a chargol. The chargol is one of the four kosher types of grasshoppers, and their eggs were put in a person's ear with the hope that it would alleviate their earache. Uvishain shual. Also, a person could walk around with the tooth of a fox on him. The idea here is that the fox tooth somehow alleviates various sleeping ailments. So if a person were very lethargic, he was dozy, he was maybe narcoleptic, they would take a fox tooth and take it from a living fox. And then the tooth from a living fox would be worn by this person, which would make him more alert, more awake. If a person were having a hard time falling asleep in the first place, so then that insomniac would take the tooth of a dead fox and wear that, and the dead fox's tooth would help him to fall asleep. Uvumasmer shel hatzaluv, and the nail from a tzaluv is either like a gallows, so either it means literally that you've basically got this like people being hanged from the gallows and the nail that holds the gallows together, we're talking about that kind of nail, or probably more likely we're talking about people being crucified, because that's what was going on in the time of the Mishnah by the Romans. So this is actually one of the nails that we used to crucify a person, to pin him to this pole. They would take that nail and use it, attach it to something that was inflamed, and they thought that would like reduce the inflammation. So all those things they could go out with on Shabbos, since they believe they worked, that these treatments had the status of being similar to a kameya from a mumcha, like a tried and true, tested amulet, same kind of thing. And therefore, they're considered to be a tachshit, and they could wear them or carry them on them, their person attached them on Shabbos, for the sake of healing. Div Reb Meir. The Chacham Omrim, no way. Af b'chol asr. They say you can never do these kind of things, even not during the week, because forget the Shabbos issue, and for sure they're a muscle on Shabbos, you can't carry them around on Shabbos, but even during the week, they're forbidden mishum darchei ha'amori, because of the prohibition against going in the ways of the Amorites, meaning the Torah had said, in reference to actually all the seven Canaanite nations, b'chukoseim lo selechu, you may not walk in the ways of the of these Canaanite peoples, and therefore that comes to restrict anything that is that they do. You can't follow them. Now, normally, b'chukosem lo selechu refers to a chok. That means they do it just because they do it. It's their way of doing it, but not for any rational reason. So the Chacham say, since this is not rational, you can't go to do a double-blind test and get this to work, whatever the story is. So since you can't explain why it works, maybe it's forbidden altogether, as with everything else that's darkei amori. According to the Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama, he holds that there certainly is a prohibition against b'chukoseim lo selechu, doing things like the goyim. It's just that he says that doesn't apply when we're talking about something which is for refuah, for healing. And if it works, it works. And we don't have to understand why it works. There's an exception to the rule of going against the ways of the Canaanite peoples. And in fact, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, because usually, even though the Chacham are arguing, and usually the halacha is like the Chacham over Rabbi Meir, but since in the Gemara, Abai and Rava both rule that anything that is for the purpose of medicinal purposes, for healing, then the halacha of Darkei Amori doesn't apply to it, and therefore the halacha is indeed, one could use one of these remedies, or I guess something similar, I don't know exactly the parameters, to be honest, and it would be considered to be a tachshit, and one could carry it on Shabbos, Beheter.